This is KERA News. I'm Rick Holter. The slide in oil prices over the last 6 months has been good news for drivers, but it sent the Texas oil business into a ditch. James Osborne has been digging into the implications of the bust. He's the energy writer for the Dallas Morning News. James Osborne, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Thank you for having me.
Let's start with ExxonMobil, which is based in Irving. It issued $7 billion in bonds this week and said it plans to cut global spending by 12%. How significant are those moves?
Well, you know, companies sort of borrow money every day, so it's not necessarily that unusual, though. The fact is that ExxonMobil is doing it, which has a huge stockpile of cash, being one of the largest oil companies in the world. That is somewhat unusual, and it's the sheer scale of it. That's, you know, it's the largest amount of money they've ever borrowed at any one time.
So why would a company like ExxonMobil borrow that much money when it has so much cash in the bank?
Well, what analysts are seeing is basically that Exxon, as amazing as this sounds, will be running a cash flow deficit this year, essentially meaning they're going to be spending more money than they're going to be bringing in, and that's a result of the fact that oil prices are half of what they were over the summer. Mm-hmm. So basically, Exxon, like any business, will need some cash to sort of keep its operations going. And, you know, it runs a capital budget in excess of $30 billion a year to drill for new wells. So in order to keep all of that going, they need more money.
I want to play a clip now from John Hofmeister. He's the former president of Shell Oil, and he was on the new public radio news magazine, Texas Standard, this week. Here's what he said.
I think we will see more rigs go down. I think we'll see as many as 1,200 out of 1,900 rigs in this country, frankly, be idled. And what we also know is that many of the drillers are actually drilling on borrowed money, and they have bank covenants which come due.
Are you hearing a lot of insiders talk that way?
It's interesting. There's sort of two camps on this. You know, there's a lot of people who are, you know, maintain this was all done very carefully and these companies aren't getting out over their skis, as they say. Mm-hmm. But there's definitely this line of thought that there is, you know, a lot of money out there. And the longer that oil prices stay down where they are, the more risk these companies get into. And there is going to be consolidation and there might be bankruptcies.
The number of U.S. oil rigs is the lowest it's been in 5 years. And that number dropped by a third just since December. What kind of impact is that having on areas like Midland, Odessa that are really dependent on the oil business?
That's pretty dramatic. Just the atmosphere. That was a town that boomed in the 80s and then went to sort of very quiet in the 90s when oil prices were low. And then all of a sudden had this huge resurgence recently. And they're going right back to the 80s again right now. Workers are coming back to Dallas or Houston, wherever they live. A lot of these guys work week on, week off shifts, so they're sort of back and forth. And they're coming back now and they're staying. And it's really cast a sort of shadow over that whole town.
Let's step back. Drivers are paying a bit more for gas this month, but prices are still low. When economists look at business in Texas and the, as it's been labeled, the Texas miracle, how much do those low gas prices balance with the pain that the business and these companies are feeling?
Yeah, I think economists mostly so far have said that Texas as a whole is going to take a hit, but we're going to continue to grow just at a slower rate, that the economy has diversified a lot since the 1980s, which anyone who was around back then will remember. DFW, for instance, expected to continue to grow. Houston, no doubt, will take a hit, and Midland will take a hit. I think a lot of it will be how long this oil price stays down where it is. But there's certainly a lot of people who don't think we've quite seen the worst of it yet.
James Osborne, energy writer for the Dallas Morning News, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.